The Sioux Falls metro area is one of the fastest growing in the Midwest. While the state's largest city continues to add more people, communities on the perimeter are seeing growth as well. One such town is Harrisburg. Just a few years ago, the Tigers were successful in South Dakota's 11B class. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports, Harrisburg is doing just as well in class 11AA.
It wasn't all that long ago that Harrisburg was in South Dakota's smallest class of 11-man football. They had some success there, and when the metropolitan area of Sioux Falls took off, Harrisburg went with it. The Tigers became part of that incredibly tough 11A mix in southeast South Dakota, running into West Central, Canton, Del Rapids, and others. And now the Tigers play in 11AA. Harrisburg coach Brandon Wyatt says his team succeeds with community support and a fearless group of players wearing maroon and gold.
So when that happens, you make jumps in different classes. Our kids buy into that. They don't see it as an obstacle. They see it as an opportunity to take on that next challenge. And when the kids have that mindset and that culture is built within programs, started with Keith Huber and then Scott Ebert and then myself, it's never becomes a distraction.
Harrisburg's new football stadium would be the envy of a lot of smaller college programs. The field sits next to the high school, has a field turf artificial surface, and a large video scoreboard just past the south end zone. White says the facility is a selling point for the team and the town.
Our booster club did a phenomenal job of, getting sponsors and extra people to donate to that. It is one of the best facilities in the state, and in our kids enjoy it. They don't take it for granted because, when we go on the road and have to play at some of the other places, they realize how good we actually have it. And it's pretty cool to see. Last week our homecoming game was, I think, close to 4,000 or 5,000 people there. So, we can accommodate that here.
The Tigers have 4 wins in 6 games, losing only to AAA Sioux Falls Roosevelt and Brandon Valley. Tonight, Harrisburg is on its home field as the Douglas Patriots make the trip from Box Elder to face the Tigers at 5:30 Central Time. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.